I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Brad's coming by later on. He's got some kind of a red carpet superstar interview.
Ooh, love that.
He never tells us who it's going to be. Well, they should be happy because his friend Ben Simmons had a career day for the Philadelphia 76ers. Ben is a basketball player.
Is he close to Brad?
They're good friends. He knows. He basically knows his whole family.
Wow, that's amazing.
When he goes, he always. They're running up and down the court, and Ben will wave to Brad.
I think Ben is closer to Harvey than Brad, though.
Yeah, you're right.
He, whenever they go to the game, he's talking with Harvey. Brad's just getting snubbed in
wow.
the background.
Yeah, you're right. I'm thinking cool. of it.
But he's a little jealous of that too.
He had a big triple double last night. I'm always bugging him because Ben usually does everything great on a basketball court except score. And last night he even scored. I think he hit like something like 12 out of 14 shots.
Yeah, it's a great day.
Earlier we were talking about the dilemma that Brad finds himself in. He has this a buddy of his from Australia named Ben Simmons. He's a professional basketball player. He's about 6'10", and he plays for the Philadelphia 76ers. And Brad knows him through other family members.
That's right. Yeah, I'm very close with his sister.
But he made the big mistake of introducing Harvey to Ben Simmons. And now when they go to the games, Ben goes, "Hey, Brad, where's Harvey?"
Yeah. I actually don't think he knows my name. Yeah, well, I think he's all Harvey. He chats there. They talk about video games, and he's closer in age to Harvey, I guess. Like, which is kind of weird.
How old is he?
He's 21, 22.
That's so funny. He's only 10 years, yeah, 11 years.
That's right. Harvey's 10. Yeah, they get along really well. I try to be cool and chime in. Like, I'm the dad chiming in.
Yeah. I noticed in all the pictures, you're kind of standing over to the side with the camera.
Yeah, yeah. We have one great photo of Harvey and Ben Simmons, and in the background is Kendall Jenner.
Standing
there against the wall.
Right. I've heard they're back together.
Yeah, that's not something
I have to keep up with all the time, but somebody told me that. Right. I go, that's great news.
Yeah, and he's in great form, which is great. He's trying to make the NBA All-Star team. So if you like Ben Simmons, even though we're in New York, vote for him.
Or Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, yeah, tell Kendall Jenner. If you want to see her at the All-Star game.
Oh, hi, Brad.
With Harvey.
Yeah.
No tickets for Dad.
Brad, where's Harvey? Tom, I'm over here, will you?
Grandpa's not coming.
Yeah.
7:15, big show on the radio, and Patty Steele's got the Daily Dirt.
Well, last week, Palace Insider said he wasn't leaving the UK anytime in the foreseeable future, but Prince Harry's already back in Canada to begin his quiet, peaceful life, just trying to make a living. But he finally spoke out, saying he hopes quitting the royal family will free him from trying to stay ahead of the paparazzi who've chased him since his birth.
First he said he wasn't gonna leave, and then he said,
"Hey, gotta go!
Yeah. Royal experts say he's being naive. They think the couple will still find it hard to escape the spotlight, you think? One says she doesn't think the couple's being realistic. In his speech this weekend, Harry said he felt he had no other option than to bolt, even if it meant losing their titles and their public funding. Meantime, to soothe public upset in Canada, Prince Charles has offered to personally fund security for Harry, Meghan, and baby Archie for 1 year until they get settled. This reminds me
of
my kid
getting
out of college. Okay, for 1 year, I will help you with your rent.
That's great.
I'll pay the car insurance.
One year only.
The security alone will cost him $1 million.
You know, it's funny because everybody has an opinion about this. And I just read some of the letters to the editor in the New York Post. Oh my God. For once, Markle's dad got it right. She's an overly ambitious and lazy B actress who fulfilled the dream of many young women, but did not want to do the heavy lifting.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Oh. Appreciate that.
I wonder when Harry will wake up to this nightmare of his wife and get rid of her. Alice Woodside. I think Alice thinks she might be next in line.
There are a lot of people, though, that say Harry actually wanted this as much as she wanted this. That he was really, really tired of that life over there and has talked in the past, before he met her, about trying to get away from that life.
So. Then there's also the stories that you remember from the very beginning.
Right.
That you read about her friend saying, this is really unusual.
She won't put up with this life.
She said, well, they also said she was a status seeker.
Well, you know, maybe that's part of the discussion pre-marriage that he had with her. And they both decided that's the way it would go.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows? I don't know. I don't think we can all speculate, but we don't know.
How's the ex-husband going right
Only
now?
Only Harvey knows.
Yeah, forget about him. There is no ex-husband.
Yeah.
He's sitting there.
Off with his head. Yes. Don't expect to see a Sting biopic anytime soon. He says, absolutely not. When asked about the possibility of being the subject of a Rocketman or Bohemian Rhapsody type flick, he's currently in L.A., though, starring in The Last Ship, which is a musical he wrote based somewhat on his own early life. He said he plays the foreman of a Newcastle shipyard, which is about growing up in a grim shipbuilding town in northern England. He says he hopes to someday make this play into a movie.
Then there's the story of Yaroslav Surov.
Oh.
He's suing Pornhub.
Oh, wow.
Why?
Oh, no.
He says they're violating the American Disabilities Act by not having subtitles on their X-rated videos. Yaroslav is a deaf man. He says he bought their premium subscription hoping he could get videos with subtitles. He wants damages and Pornhub to add closed captioning to its porno videos.
I don't think
he's going to get very far with that. That's my
using
guess.
Using a lot of M's.
Very good.
Yeah, I mean, really, how important are the words? I don't know.
I don't get it.
What do you guys think, Brad?
I mean, in mine, there'd be a lot of whoops. Yeah.
Crikey.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry, baby.
7:20.
Tears.
So sorry.
At your CBS FM, while Brad laughs at his own joke.
1%.
Here's Sue. That's a funny joke, right, Brad?
Yeah.
Here's right. Sue. She's got the ride. You know, I was telling Patty this morning that whenever I have someone come by my house to do whatever, maybe going to dinner or something like that.
Right.
And they put, I said, do you use Waze? Mm-hmm. Yeah, why? Oh, well, you better not use, because I've had a little problem there, because there's another town near me has the same address that I have.
Oh. So people looking for Scott Shannon are going to somebody else's house?
Yeah, they go to some other
Scott
house.
Here?
Scott who? So, and I don't know who to call. There's not a number for Waze.
Yeah.
But maybe you heard that. Weren't the Pinelands where they used to drop the bodies off in the Sopranos, Brad?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You bet.
Well, people on the way to the Borgata in Atlantic City wound up far away in the Pinelands.
Oh, my gosh.
70 miles away. Jackson Police Department said it just keeps happening, and they found out, you know, they couldn't figure out why. That's because the Waze navigation app guides them there. One of our officers started asking drivers what route they've been following. They all said the same thing, I'm on Waze. So they posted a warning on the Jackson Police Facebook page. So they said recently the Jackson Police Department seen a tremendous increase in disabled motor vehicles in the Collier's Mills wildlife area. Many are from North Jersey or the New York area, so they had the wrong way to get to the Borgata.
So you'll go in there, you'll get stuck in mud, you'll be covered with ticks. It's a lovely spot.
But wouldn't you think as soon as you start driving on sand, you know you're not in
Atlantic
City?
People drive into rivers, you know?
The funny thing about Waze is a lot of times, like, it's always right, and you doubt it.
Not always. No, it's really not.
Usually it is, and it takes you here through, and you go through different weird areas.
Yeah.
But it gets you there in the end.
Mm-hmm. See, I have a problem with Waze because they send people down my quiet block to get to the main roadway, where the block after me is like the thoroughfare block.
Yeah.
And I, as soon as I come home, I'll see like 3, 4, 5 cars like passing
me. Is it because there's traffic on the main
There's an extra stop sign to get to the main road from the block that was designed to have cars go that way.
Right.
So I get very angry and I just keep hitting disabled vehicle, police on my block as soon as I get home.
Oh, jeez.
To try to disarm people.
So you're lying to people that are driving.
I am, because it's annoying.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
That's why I don't
use
Waze.
That's a story you might have kept to yourself.
Yeah, I know.
You never let me down, Sue.
She's a traffic person misleading drivers.
I have become that lady, though. That lady who gets out of the car and screams at people.
Oh. I didn't know it was going to wind up in a big crash.
Nobody crashes.
I'm not talking about that. Never mind.
Well, the Russian's still there, though, Scott. The Russian from The Sopranos. He's still
down in the Pine Barrens.
Still in the Pine Barrens somewhere. That's where
somewhere,
he's resting.
Yeah.
When he got away from Paul.
I think I found my first candidate for this week's DA of the day.
It's Sue.
Is it me?
Sue, you're in the running. Definitely in the running.
But are we going to take a vote?
It happened at the Ishtar jewelry store on Friday.
Okay.
This guy owns this jewelry shop in El Cajon, California. And this fella came in to rob them. And the guy jumped over the counter, grabbed a bunch of gold chains and some jewelry, and then ran out the door. Now, they had that electric door.
Like Uncut Gems.
Right.
Wow.
Well, for those people who saw it.
Yes.
And what happens is, they have to buzz you in.
Yes.
So they buzzed this lady in. She held the door open for this guy. He came running in.
Right.
Jumped in, grabbed all the jewelry, about $75,000, and then made his getaway. But as he was leaving, his fanny pack got hooked on the front door handle,
Scott,
as he ran out, and it broke off of his body. Inside the fanny pack was his ID and his cell phone.
He's just an unlucky guy.
Yeah.
See, another reason not to wear
a fanny pack.
There you go.
It's that simple, no doubt. Brad Blanks is a superstar interviewer. He floats around, going from red carpet to red carpet. This time he caught up with a real Jersey guy, Mr. Ray Liotta. What's he working on?
He's in Marriage Story. What a great movie on Netflix. One of my favorite movies of last year. The great thing about this is he plays a divorce attorney in this, and he goes up against Laura Dern.
Who's amazing.
Who's probably going to win the Oscar for her role.
So she's phenomenal.
And Ray's so good in this, too. I wish he got a bit of love from the Academy. But it was so exciting. He had a beautiful woman on his arm as he walked down the red carpet, and I'm just ready to interview one of the idols. I love him in Goodfellas, remember, Scott?
Right.
You love him. Yeah, Ray Liotta.
Hopefully he's done something good since then, like Marriage Story, right?
That's right, yes.
So it's Brad and Ray Liotta.
I'm Brad Blank, Scott, Ray Liotta, and your lovely lady. What's my
daughter, Carson.
Oh, well, this is amazing. Well, sorry. Sorry. What a way to start an interview. Now, you're in this movie, Marriage Story, and did you know when you're doing this that people were going to laugh at some of the jokes and the style that you created?
Not really. The only thing that I found that like people could chuckle at is when we start talking about putting in the baby seat.
Yeah.
That to me, I said, wow, that's a really cool thing there.
But you were so great as a divorce attorney. That moment when Adam Driver first meets you, this guy is an idiot at getting a divorce.
Well, I don't think he's an idiot. I think, he just wants to do it nice and easy and thinking that it's just going to, be very civil.
Do you go back to Jersey? Have you been back there lately?
Well, I'm here. My best friends are here that I've known since third grade. Yeah, we keep in touch all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great to meet you. I love your story of Florida and becoming an actor. Good job. You must be proud of your old man, eh?
Of course, yeah.
She's a really good actress. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I said it was the missus.
No. You'll see.
I'm tall.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
That's how you want to start an interview. Yeah. Accuse
That's kind
guy.
Of cute, though. It's actually sort of
who
sweet.
You got Who's with? A man of incest?
Who's the hottie right here you're with? Yeah. Who's your new girlfriend? It's not my girl. It's my daughter.
She's 21. She's really pretty.
Scott, can you imagine when I do that to Ray Liotta? He's like the toughest looking man you'll ever meet.
Am I imagining, but wasn't he in Top Gun?
No, Top Gun.
All right, good.
No, no,
good.
I was afraid he was in Top Gun. No.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.